Good evening, Abosai. Good evening, Moirav Abosai. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening. We're going to continue with Hilchos Birkas HaPeiros and Resh Tes. I would like to learn tonight Siv Beis and Siv Gimel, and which will include the halachas of the and the concept of Toich Kedei Dibur, a very important concept indeed, which is very relevant in many instances beyond to what is discussed in Shulchan Aruch over here. Let us see. Siv Beis. Lokach Kois Shel Sheicha. So what happened over here was that a person took a, he grabbed a cup of beer, oimaim, or water, and he really, Judy should have made which bracha? Of course, shakol, uveirach, and by mistake he made a wrong bracha. He says, baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu, melech ha'olam, berei pri ha'gofen. He made the wrong bracha, and instead of saying shakol, he said, Baruch Priya Gofen. V'toich kedei dibu, and toich kedei dibu, which means within the amount of time that you'd have to say literally just a few words, which you have identified as being how long?
2 seconds.
Yeah, 2-3 seconds, something like that. Toich kedei dibu, nizka shetoi, then suddenly chaps, oi! This is the wrong bracha. I should not have said Baruch Priya Gofen, I should have said shakol ni bidvocha, but he straight away chapped. And then he said, "Ve'omar." Then he said, "Shakol niya bidvoroi." And then he said, "Shakol ni bidvoroi." Ve'kach ha'yo amirosoi. And this is what it sounded like. He says, "Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam berei pri hagofen shakol niya bidvoroi." That's basically what it sounded like. Truth is, even if it sounded like this, "Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam berei pri hagofen shakol niya bidvoroi," even then, what the halacha is yotza. He's Yotze. And the reason being, because there's a concept of Toich Kedei Dibu. You can rectify your words in a very short time period after you've messed it up, you can rectify it. Which is a big Kiddush. Which is a very big Kiddush, because first of all, you have said something wrong. So you would have maybe assumed even that it's a Hefsek, or that you have the Broch is Chal on something wrong. You could have said tons of reasons why it doesn't work. To say Toich Kedei Dibu. But no, we're learning over here that Toich Kedei Dibu actually does work. You can rectify your messed up bracha within a couple of seconds afterwards. What happens if it's longer than Toich Kedei Dibu? If you've just chapped 4 seconds later, that you shouldn't have said, what's the halacha then? Around the same? We're not going to be too yakish about it? Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, Sif cotton vov toich kedei dibu. Avale acha kedei dibu. But if it is acha kedei dibu, loy mahani akirosoi, his uprooting, his changing of the bracha will not help anymore. And therefore, consequently, the halacha is going to be vechoizeir umevorech. He needs to make a renewed, correct bracha. So if you have missed the boat, you actually have lost the bracha altogether. You need to say a new bracha. So avale acha kedei dibu loy mahani akirosoi vechoizeir umevorech. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah says, that Toich Kedei Dibu helps. However, you do need to keep in mind that it's only going to be Toich Kedei Dibu. If it's beyond Toich Kedei Dibu, it doesn't work. Now the Mishnah Berurah comes along and says a massive Chiddush. A massive, massive Chiddush indeed. Based on what we said now, what would you say if somebody should have benched. Instead of benching, he starts saying the wrong bracha, and within Toich Kedei Dibu, he rectifies and he starts to bench. You would have probably said Toich Kedei Dibu helps. Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Veda, Mishnah Berurah explains and furthers this concept as follows. Veda, you should know that mekilinam bedi eved, that we are making bedi eved b'Toich Kedei Dibu when it comes to Toich Kedei Dibu. By the way, can I just interrupt here? Moment flow, we see over here that it's a bedi'evet. It does work, but it's a very great bedi'evet. But yes, Toich Kedei Dibu does work, but it's a great dibu. He says that bedi'evet, that we are makel, bedi'evet, Toich Kedei Dibu, dafke bevrocha is the abonon. This is only with regard to regular brochas, which normal brocha is only going to be on a drabonon level. So if you've said a drabonon, and you have messed it up, then Toich Kedei Dibu is going to work because it's a drabonon. But when it comes to a Birkas HaMazon, which is a Torah obligation, if you've made a similar kind of mistake, such as, he ate lechem bread, and he made a mistake, for a minute you thought for some reason that you ate fruit instead of bread, and he started saying, he said, the bracha that would have been the right bracha to say after fruit, but he actually ate bread. And then suddenly chaps, and he realized that it's bread. And now you want to just add the words hazones ha'olam, which is the benching birkas hamazon, for koigin properly. This will not help. It will not help. Because if it's a deraisa level, then toich kedei dibu will not work. So if you're about, if you ate bread, says the Mishnah Berurah, and you started saying the wrong bracha achoyna, toich kedei dibu is not going to be an etzer. Because toich kedei dibu only works for the rabbanon, not for the deraisa. Rabbi Yisai, I do not have a clear understanding in this. I cannot comprehend logically why there should be a difference between the deraisa and the rabbanon. Can you? You're saying that this hefsek really, on a deraisa level, is not considered a hefsek?
I'm saying it might technically be a hefsek, but since all of Hilchos Brachos with the Rabbanan,
so Chachamim uprooted their own, the concept of hefsek when it came to their own brachos.
I mean, I guess within a certain framework, they could be kosher however they felt like
it. Okay. Since the whole obligation of brachos is the Rabbanan, they felt like it's not considered a hefsek in terms of the Rabbanan. Yeah. Interesting point. The truth is, if Gimel is going to be he's going to be telling us have specific brachas, he may be to some extent linked. So what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting maybe because Suffolk brachas on the Hakel, there's a different din by the Rice and the Rabban, so also over here, that it somehow become the Hefzik somehow becomes
therefore it's going to be more kolidic. I hear that's a nice svar as well. Mishnah Berurah now continues and makes the following disclaimer. For Dafke Boifen Jesus Tzianu, this is only in this particular case that we just described, of him making a bracha choyna of al gefen on ha'ez al pu'ez. Havalim tov esover alechem sha'achal she'echem mechamish laminim. If he started benching and he thought, actually, I didn't really wash. All I did is I ate some cakes. He just forgot that he actually washed. He just thought for a moment that he actually only ate cakes, and he started saying, then he actually took the debut does work, and he could say azonis ha'olam kuloi, because michyo is also considered mazon, he's also considered food. Rabbi said, what's the pshat in this? Michya is also considered mozoin, and therefore, if you started saying la michya vala kalkolo, he said, oh, this wasn't really mozoin, it was meant a bench proper, he can just continue la michya vala kalkolo, hazones oilum kulo ibituva bechem bechesed. Hovia to echidibu does work, as opposed to when it came to fruit. Why? Very nice. Wow, that's a beautiful svara that. It was the wrong food. Wrong Hashem Elokeinu was wrong.
Yeah, it was the wrong.
I hear that. That's a very nice svara. Yeah, that's a very beautiful svara. Yeah, I can't add to that. Much better than what I was about to say. Yeah, absolutely. Very good. Yeah, that's a very good svara. Yeah, but the continuation of Mishnah Berurah goes into an interesting shaila, Rabbi Yisai. Has it ever happened to you that you said that you made hamavdil, that you made havdalah without a siddur, or you had a siddur, and you by mistake made the wrong order? So the correct order is Burpe Agofen. I'm gonna mess it up now. I'm sure I will. So we only do it every week, don't we? Okay. So Instead of, so what? That's right, Yak Nahas, yeah. So instead of making Hagofen and, is it Havdalah here? So instead of making Hagofen, Psomim, and Oesh, a person makes a mistake, and he goes Hagofen, and then he makes Purim Oesh, before making Psomim, which is the wrong order. And the question now is, you just said Purim Hagofen, and now you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein Melech Olam, and you're holding the Eish in your hand, by mistake, because really you're meant to make Psomim now, but you're holding the Eish in your hand. Would you rather say Bere Mere Oesh, or would you rather not finish off the bracha that you started and put it down and make a psalmim? She said, "Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein Melech Olam." Whilst you're holding the fire, you're putting it down and you grab the psalmim. You say Bere Mere Psalmim, and you finish off the bracha like that, and then returning to Oesh afterwards. What is the better choice? Pardon? The two options are, you have made Purim Hagofen, and now you said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein Melech Olam, and you're holding the fire, mistakenly, but you didn't say, Bore Me'ore Oesh. All you did is you held the fire, and you're up to the word, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein Melech Olam, holding fire. Option number one is, put it down, grab the psalmim, and finish off the bracha, the correct bracha, Berim Nepsomim, and go for the psomim. Option number one. Option number two is, forget it. Oh, we'll get to that. Option number two is, keep going, keep calm, relax, keep saying the age that you're about to, that you started. So you're holding the age, fine, continue. It's the wrong bracha, but finish off Berim your age with what you're holding in your hand now. Option number two. What would you go for? Two? One? Two? Two? Which is not in line with the order, the Chazal Rome Sakin. And you could still sort it out. But the answer is yes, you're quite right. Mishnah Berurah says that, the Mishnah Berurah says that that's exactly what you should be doing, because the Seder is not Ma'akev, and therefore, that's what you should be doing. It's more important that Hashem Elokeinu that you said, in what you reminded of yesterday, Shia. Yeah, so he's talking about, there's two cases over here. There's two cases. One is if he had the wrong thing in mind, and one's only the right thing in mind. The case I was talking about, he said you should continue with Hashem Elokeinu and you finish off the bracha Berim Oesh, because the Seder is not Ma'akev. You're right, if you had the Psalmim in mind, by mistake, was holding the fire, that would, the halacha would be different. You are right. That's two different cases over here. Right, okay, I just want to clarify this. Not sure, because with Paskin, not sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like Machlokes Achronim. Good. Continues now the Mishnah Duromo with an interesting case. Very interesting case, and a very interesting how the Mishnah Berurah learns this. Yeah. But before we proceed, I'm just concerned I'll forget an interesting psak of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman asks, what's the halacha if a person will continue with the Ramo in a minute? Shlomo Zalman asked an interesting question. You give me a case in a minute, but the concept is that what would be the halacha if somebody makes the correct bracha on something, and then he, for some reason, suddenly thinks that, oh no, I made the wrong bracha, and then he corrects it toich kedei dibur with the wrong bracha. Did he now mess it up completely to a point of no return or not? So he said, can you think of an example? What would be a good example? So he said, Bere Pri Ha'etz on something, which duly was really the Bere Pri Ha'etz. He said, Bere Pri Ha'etz, and then after he said, oh no, this was the wrong bracha. And then he says, Bere Pri Adam on it, which is the wrong bracha. And suddenly he chaps on, oh no, my correction was wrong. This would be so typical for me. The correction is wrong. Did you now mess it up altogether? Let's say you chapped after the Torah Kedibur of the correction. Yeah. And now you realized that actually the former Nusach that you made the very first, what was the, I forgot the case that I said. The eights that I made was actually correct. But now, did I mess it up by Torah Kedibur correction or not? That's the Pshem Zaman's Shaila. So again, I'm repeating the Shaila. You said Boyer Pio Eitz on something which was duly a Boyer Pio Eitz. Can you give an example? Something which is a confusing one, let's say? No, well, okay, let's go for the apple. You made Boyer Pio Eitz on an apple, and then suddenly said, oh no, apples actually, they grow on the ground. And then you fix it, and you say Boyer Pio Adamo. And then you wait 4 seconds, and then you realize, no, this was wrong, the Eitz was right. Did you now mess it up? Or not? Do I have to say now, it's after Torah Kedibur, and restart with Ho'etz again? Yes or no? That's the Pshem Zaman Shaila. Very interesting Shaila. Which goes into the Lomdas of Torah Kedibur. What do you, Taina? No, it's not that it's a problem. Why? No, so let's say he only chapped that he made a mistake after Torah Kedibur. That mean he said Boyer Eitz, then afterwards he Torah Kedibur, he said Boyer Adama, but then that mistake, he only chapped after Torah Kedibur. So if he didn't fix the Torah Kedibur, he's messed up that bracha. Did you hear that? He said Boyer Eitz, Torah Kedibur, he fixed and said Boyer Adama, and then not Torah Kedibur afterwards, he chapped, he had made a mistake. Rabbi Feingold Paskant, it's a problem. He has messed it up. Boch, shame, and you have to make a new eight. Do you agree to that? Would you say the same thing?
It's all about your attention.
No, he had intention the whole time to make a...
I mean, the first intention.
So the first intention was eight, but he after said Torah Kedibur.
It's all about the first intention.
But it's okay? So I'll tell you what the Shlomo Zalman is machadish. It's a huge chiddush. I didn't see all the Achronim discussing it. There may be all the Achronim discussing it. I just didn't see. Shlomo Zalman is famously quoted in saying that the yisoid of Torah Kedibur is only been said to fix and not to destroy. The Torah Kedibur is only a tikkun and not, it cannot cause you trouble. It's only a kol and not a chumra. So if you said Boyer Pio Eitz and then you said, oh, Adama on the apple, then this is not relevant words and it's not even a hefsik, it's nothing. And consequently, you didn't mess it up. Torah Kedibur has only been said to rectify, to fix. And therefore, you can actually, your bracha that you said was a good bracha. It's true. What is a problem is that it's been taking a while since you made a bracha, and you're gonna take the bite. It's quite a few seconds. But it's okay. So the maisa, the Torah Kedibur is not a problem if you are making trouble. It's only for a tikkun. According to Pshem Zaman. I wonder if everybody agrees to that. I'm not sure.
The issue we have with Zachor.
What with? Zachor. Yes. Yes. That will work. Very good. That's a good comparison. Very, very, very good, Sushtel. Very, very good. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I would apply that. Parsha Zocha. Parsha Zocha, Zecha and Zecha. So some will be, yeah, so that is, there wouldn't be a problem of Hefsek if it's Torah Kedibur. Yeah.
So if you make the wrong Bacha the first time.
Completely wrong Bacha.
You say the right thing, right Bacha, and then you change it to a different one. Then you realize. 2 minutes later, you did it wrong. Then you realize straight away.
Torah Kedibur?
Yeah. So you don't need to go back talking.
I would say that Torah Kedibur you should still do. You can't do any harm. But I'm chadish that even if Reb Shlomo Zalman is chadish, even if it's after Torah Kedibur, you're still okay. Yeah, maybe. You're right. According to Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Misvori, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Reb Shlomo Zalman, you don't need to, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Continues now the Ramah with an interesting case, and let's see how the Mishnah learns it because it's a chiddush here. So the Ramah discussed the following scenario: Imayo Acherim Shoisim Gam Kain VeYain Lifneihem. Oh, the question was: other Yidden now drinking as well? It was one person making a bracha, but he wasn't on his own. It was actually a whole team, the whole group of people. I mean, a good example would be maybe Leila Seder, or could be other many other people are also drinking wine, and everybody had take a cup of wine in front of them. So, other people drinking too, and they ordered a cup of wine in front of them. And this person, one person is making a bracha, and his intention was to make a bracha on the wine. And in his cup he thought there was wine in there. And he made the bracha ber piagofen. And it turns out, as he was taking a drink from that cup, he made the bracha, and as he's starting to drink it, it turns out that there was water or beer in that cup. So again, what happened was, the case is as follows. You had a whole group of people drinking wine. And they said, "Bechabet, Mr. Yankel, to make a bracha for everybody. They don't all gonna make a bracha. It's one person gonna be mitzi everybody else." And Rabbi Yankel lifts up in front of everybody. He says, "Bori peyagofen," and then he takes the wine, and everybody else is drinking simultaneously. They all had wine in their cups, besides Mr. Moshe, Mr. Yankel. How did I call him? That he turns out that he was actually had water or beer in his cup. So he made a bracha on Bori peyagofen on water. What's the halacha now? Is he yotze with his bracha or not? And if yes, why? The question will be, if in a minute he's going to drink wine, does he need to make a bracha, yes or no? That's really the question. In a minute he's going to say, this water was awful, I want proper stuff, and he pours himself a cup of wine. Does he need to make a bracha on that wine, yes or no? Yeah. Yes. And what about the other individuals who drank based on his bracha? Were the yotze the bracha, yes or no? No, they're the problem. They're the problem? They're the problem. Says the Ramah. V'nimtza achkach shebekoyse mayim oshecha, kshechoyza v'shoyse achkach yayin, when he drinks afterwards wine, ein tzoich lachsoy v'levorech. He doesn't need to make a new bracha on the second cup of wine. V'yotze b'vocha, and he is yotze with the bracha, shebech al koysoy, which he drank with his although it was a mistake. There was water in there. He made a gofen and there was water in there. Nevertheless, he's safe. Why? Because his intention was clearly to have more wine later on. And not only that, but he also, there was other people who were yotze with his bracha. Therefore, because the bracha is bracha is a bracha. So we're learning that this person over here, although there was cup in his, although there was water in his cup, and he made a burpee agofen, nevertheless, in a minute, when he wants to have a bit more drink, and he wants to have wine, he doesn't have to make a burpee agofen. Two reasons why. The Ramah says, reason number one is, because when he made the burpee agofen, in his mind, he thought not only of this cup, he thought of later cups. And therefore, he was moitzi the later cups of wine with the former bracha. Reason number one. Reason number two is that anyway, it's not a problem because he made a ber piagofen. It wasn't a bracha levatola because other people drank from that. And therefore, they were moitzi, the bracha was chal on something. So he made ber piagofen, people drank wine, and therefore they were moitzi the bracha. Rabbi, how do you feel about this, Rabbi? Rabbi Kagan said, this is very strange. He drank water. How does the bracha actually work? How's the chal? How's it working? And then if we're asking, how can he drink later without bracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Ches, three lines from the bottom. The Mishnah Berurah says, Teremoi's mashma, there's two reasons why he's exempt. Echad one, kiven shedaito lishto shayayin, because his intention is to have more wine later on. Or even if the wine wasn't before him, when he made the bracha, and it was brought afterwards more wine, chal habracha aleihem. This burpee agofen is chal on the wine which is going to be brought subsequently. Skip the brackets. Not really skip the brackets, it's important. Although it was only water and he drank it, it's not considered interruption. Since he didn't speak in between. So the burpee agofen that he made a burpee agofen, he drank water, 2 minutes later, he didn't speak. He's drinking wine, the bracha works. Even if his intention wasn't specifically he's going to have more wine later, but only a general, universal understanding, I'm going to have some more later. Because since he was moitzi others with his bracha, they should be able to drink the wine which is before them. The bracha is not levatole. Therefore, he's allowed to drink more wine later. It's not a problem at all. This is what the Rambam is mechadesh over here. That the Mishnah is mechadesh that even if he didn't have specifically in mind more wine coming later, but if he had he made burpee agafen, and he said, so let's see what happens. Maybe I'm going to be lucky to have some more wine. Maybe I'm not going to be lucky to have more wine. But either way, he drank a bit of water, and without talking, a few minutes later, more wine was brought. He doesn't have to make a new bracha. And finally, Siv Gimel, we finish off with that. Kol ha-brachas, all the brachas. Him nistapik in be'echim lav. If he's unsure as to whether he made a bracha or not, if you're not sure as to whether you made a bracha, whether it's a bracha shon, a bracha achoyna, if you're not sure, you don't make a bracha. Chutz me birkas hamazon, excluding birkas hamazon, mipnei shishal tov, because it's sofik d'raisa. Rabbi say, if you're unsure as to whether you made a bracha achoyna, you do make a bracha achoyna, because it's sofik d'rabanan lekula. Unless it's benching. If you're not sure as to whether you benched or not, you better bench again. But otherwise, you're not sure. What if you're having a chocolate in your mouth and you're not sure, well, did I actually make a shakol on this or not? And you're still chewing it. You're not sure, did I make a bracha on this or not? So the halacha again is sofik d'rabanan lekula. You don't make a new bracha. But if you're not sure as to whether you benched or not, then the loch is a sofik deraisa, and sofik deraisa lechumra. It's very good. So Mishnah Berurah says it's only if it's if you're still full. Mishnah Berurah says, right? Okay, we cover tonight. Beis Hashem is Baruch Shemoy. The loch is of Teuchid Edibu. If you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein Melecholam Berpeagofen Shakol Nibidvor Yoytze B'diavet, we learned this only in terms of the Rabbanon with regards to the deraisa. This halach doesn't apply. We learned that the Seder of Avdol is not ma'akev, and if you messed up the brachas, that doesn't matter as long as you said them all. We learned also the person who is moitzi others, it doesn't matter if the fact that he just ended up having a bit of water, if he didn't interrupted by talking, then he can have more wine without making an additional bracha. And other Yidden were yotze that. So that's an important point, Rabbi Yisrael. Just to emphasize and underline that. A person who was moitzi others, and he ended up drinking water, instead of, we made a goffin, but he ended up drinking water, and everybody else had wine, they are still yoytze de brocha. Because he made a brocha, and they drank. So it's fine. They're yoytze, but it's fine. And even he could have more wine later on, without making an additional brocha. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.